Being a comedian means being on the road a lot. So when I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal, and everything is perfectly portioned so nothing goes to waste. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS or follow the link in the show notes to get $30 off your first order. That's promo code LIARS. Blue Apron, take back dinner. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
What we do here at the Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie, and then we try to figure out which one is a lie. For you people that are listening out in podcast land, please understand that you can come play live with us.
Play along. Ask questions.
Ask questions. And
call bullshit.
Yes, call bullshit. We go live every Monday at 4:30 and most Fridays at 8:30. Today, sitting in for my lovely host is co-host is Jason Tebow.
Please Hi, give guys. It up for glad Jason Tebow. Back. As playing Jessica Wellington, you'll be glad to know my tooth is much better.
Okay.
And I am off psychedelic drugs to cure a toothache.
She was so fucked up on that podcast.
That was crazy.
That was fun. That was fun. And sitting right over here next to me is our on-air producer, Austin Walker. And Austin...
Austin Skywalker.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And our other on-air producer is sitting in the booth, Mr. Michael Evans. There you go. There you go. And Austin, will you please introduce our guest?
I would love to. Across from me, this gentleman is a talented musician, an all-around funny character actor. Not you, too. You may know him from his debut album, Reagan and Watkins, or you might see him every Monday night on Kill Tony right here at the Comedy Store or across the United States. He is Jeremiah Watkins.
Yes.
Across the world. About to go to Australia.
Yes.
Hello.
G'day, Mike.
Yes. Who should be on SNL? Continue.
Oh, will be.
Yeah. Yes. Stay those racists.
Bastards. Next to me, this fella is a titan of podcasting.
Thank you.
When a podcast needs to get off the ground, they call this man Felicia. This is the guy.
No reflection on this podcast.
The podfather. Yeah. The podfather.
The podfather, if you will.
The fix-a-flats of podcasts.
He's the founder of the Death Squad. Shout out Death Squad Calgary, who I know tunes in from time to time. Co-host and co-creator of Kill Tony, and of course, the Joe Rogan Experience. This is Mr. Brian Redband.
Hi.
Yes, Brian Redband.
I'm glad you keep the ginger in the other room.
Yes.
The triple A of AA.
Yes.
We actually found out today that he's not completely ginger.
He's lying to you.
I'm trans ginger.
God, here we go.
That joke again.
Yeah. I know.
Nine times you ran that by me and Brian.
He's told us all that joke. You know, we're just going to jump right into it, And I think Brian Redband should go first to tell the story.
Right. I've known Tebow for almost 15 years. I've done over 500 hours of podcasts with
hours,
this guy.
Not podcasts, hours.
Hours. Sure. Yeah. And so I really had to dig deep for my truth story.
To think of a story I had never heard.
To the point, if I start telling whatever my truth story is, you have to interrupt me and go, no, I already heard this, and I have a backup one.
Do you really want that? You want me to say, no, I already know where this goes, and then you're going to switch your story?
Honestly, I already had five stories, and I had to drop them because I know he knows this.
You want me to say, I know this, and then you're going to switch your story?
Wow.
100%.
Wow. Oh, wow. This is a first.
All right.
And I will honor that.
Okay.
The fortitude.
So.
I already know this story.
So I got my first computer when I was really young. My dad taught me how to build computers, and it was like a 386 or whatever. So I was like AOL number one.
Year is this in your
This
life?
Is college, so I'm guessing I'm 19, 95, 96?
Okay.
And AOL 1 just came out, and I think this was around AOL 1 or 2. American Online used to be a internet provider, whatever. And they used to have this thing called member directory. And this just shows you how different privacy used to be. Member directory used to be where you could type in your address and it showed all the users that are around you. So like it showed their address and it showed their pictures.
Are you serious? The address too?
Yeah, it showed everything. And you used to be able to like send them direct messages like, hey, I see you're online right now. I live right down the street from you. Like, wow. It was like that shit. But I used it because I was a little horny single guy, and I would flirt with anyone that was like hot around me. And I ended up hooking up with like a girl down the street from me. Like,
you're about 16 in your life. How old are you?
No, no, I'm not 20.
Oh shit, way older. Okay, okay.
22, something okay. like that.
Yeah,
23. And I would like, you know, like there's one girl, like she lived down the street from me, and we started chatting, and then I just like threw it out there, like we should fuck or something stupid like that. And I like went to her house.
The old classic, we should fuck.
Yeah, well, I don't.
The old gold by standard.
I probably didn't do it like that. But, you
what
know.
Are you wearing first? Just we should fuck.
No, it was, I remember being really good at it, like finding like single girl, because it would say you're single. It showed everything about you.
Wow.
And I would like, I remember there was one girl, I came to her house and we pretty much didn't even, like, she just opened the door and then we started talking for a little bit and we just went right upstairs and fucked, and I fucked her like maybe five times. And I ended up fucking like
five times in one.
No, like five times. Like, no.
That's a legit question.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair
you know,
enough.
That's a, yeah.
Fair enough. Fair
and
enough.
So I ended up like sleeping with, I think about maybe like six girls that lived within a half mile of me.
In a, what period of time?
I'd probably say like a year.
So you were like, you invented Tinder in a way.
Pretty much. There was nothing like that. There was no...
This person is within 2 miles of your place.
More like Grindr. Yeah.
Back then, there was nothing like that. To the point, there was this one girl that I was having sex with, and she had this website. I want to say it was called MChat, or it was something where it had webcams, and we used to like have sex on the webcam. And
people could watch.
And people could watch and
does
comment.
That still exist online?
I don't think so.
I
don't
even know. Hope it doesn't.
And I don't even remember if it's called MChat. But I remember we used to have straight up sex with, like, it was like what.
Could people record you guys having sex?
Back then, there was no technology like that. Maybe if they had like a VHS camera or something like that, they could record it or something. There was one time where like it was the hottest chick ever. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go pick her up. She lived down the street from me, and she wanted to come to my house. I told my roommate, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go pick up this hot chick. And I showed, like, beautiful blonde hair and everything. And I pull up, and I saw her. And then I saw this, like, fatter woman, like, eclipse her. And she started walking to my car. I'm like, wait, what's going on here? And it was her roommate. She used her roommate's picture. And this fat chick got like, I'm talking real fat. I'm talking,
oh,
like,
catfish.
I'm talking, like, 250 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And she was going to my car. I couldn't just kick her out of my car, right? So then I take her back. And I'm like, well, I
don't
know what to do.
Couldn't fit her in her car, apparently.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So, like, we get back to my place. And I just remember my roommate laughed. And he went up. He's like, have fun. You know, like, and I'm like, fuck you. And then. And we just got super wasted. Fucked her, though. It was one of the best sex I ever had. It was my only time I ever had sex with like that big of a woman. And it was great because it was so much skin and boob and every, and it was wet. It was great. I came like in 2 seconds. But anyways.
Jesus.
but it got really weird because I would see all these like girls. Every time I went to the grocery store, I was like, oh God, oh God, there she is. To the point because I only was fucking people around me. You know?
There she is throwing 10 boxes of Twinkies into her cart.
Wow.
But yeah. And I did that for a while. Like, and then they ended up changing it where I think they didn't let you search by address or whatever.
How did you guys dissipate your relationship? How did you guys?
They were all just hookups. Like none of them were, any of them were.
So you only hooked up with her one time.
That girl, I dropped her off that night. I drove home or drove her drunk back to her place.
I would have seen that at Del Taco.
No. And, but okay. the one girl I like fucked like five times. Though. There was a few that I would like have sex all the time with, but that's how I was getting
anybody from that.
No, I didn't actually.
Quickly online, Darkstar had a prediction early on in Red Band Story and said, prediction, both of Red Band Stories will contain human fluids. I said, so far, you're pretty much heading in the right direction.
100% right.
The next one is going to involve brown fluids, I promise.
Well, here's the thing. It's like when you do online dating, although that was pre-online dating, pretty much, right?
By five years. Match.com, there's no such thing as
you
anything.
You never fuck within your zip code.
That was before
everybody
apps.
Knows that.
That was before apps.
Yeah.
So, zip code.
That was before cell phones.
No, I'm serious.
I had a
I'm
pager
serious.
At this time.
You had a pager.
She was sending self-addressed stamped envelopes.
Now,
so you're
be
like,
honest.
Hey, come.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Be honest.
But be honest, when you were at the grocery store and you saw those ladies, do you think those ladies were like, oh, it's Brian? Or you think they were like...
I don't think they saw me, honestly. And it only happened once. I remember seeing somebody, like, and I was with... I think at that time I started dating somebody, and I saw, I'm like, oh my God, I can't. My girlfriend cannot know about my AOL fuck fest that I did for like a year.
The lady comes around the corner in one of those motorized cars, like, Brian, why don't you return my calls?
And he got a, like, a boner.
Pages,
right there.
My pages. Yeah, back then it was just pages. Yeah, yeah.
So TB,
I paid you 911.
So TB, you had never heard the story before.
I've never heard that story before.
Okay. We do have folks chiming in online saying that they have heard this story.
I've never heard that story before.
Really?
Ken Lofgren said that Red Band told this story years ago, and Pin 12345 confirms by saying yee. So it's pretty much all but confirmed by two people that this story has been told before.
I didn't know you're using, like, you should have told me you were using on social media.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have any idea.
Are you telling your two closers today?
I think I did tell this story a long time ago.
They're my two closers. We'll see who thinks I'm lying.
Wow.
All right.
Should tell, you know, you guys should maybe tell people, like, the rules and stuff.
I mean, Google is alive.
Yeah, you said you watched the show, Brian.
Once.
I know, but it's pretty self-explanatory. Do you want to take a stab at another story? You stick by that story.
So I used to date a girl. This is back in Ohio.
Is this the first person to tell three stories?
I used to date a girl, and she worked at an adult bookstore. And this is like Ohio adult bookstore where they rented videos, like porns and stuff like that. But one
VHS.
Yeah. And when I dated her, she said that this person used to come in and bring, like, their own videos. Like, they the video store would, like, rent these videos out, but they would buy them locally. So they would have, like, normal porn videos, like Hustler and stuff like that, but they would also have, like, local videos.
Like,
that,
amateur.
And,
like,
it was, like, amateur local porn.
I guess it was amateur, but it was VHS, blah, blah, blah. And
Real Housewives of Columbus, Ohio.
Right. And she used to do those videos also, and so, like, she would
the
tell
girl you were dating,
yeah, and she would tell me, like, hey, I would love you to, like, do these videos with me. And I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. But she's like, no, you could always wear a disguise. And I can't tell you what the disguise is.
Hamburglar.
And I can't tell you I can't tell you the name of the video also.
Hamburger Helper Glove.
Hamburger Helper.
Hamburger Helper.
Just a box of it.
Makes a great meal.
I can't tell you the name of the video either, because, like, a couple years ago I actually saw one of these videos on eBay. And so I can't tell you the name of the video, and I can't tell you what my disguise is, because I've searched my name with what I the disguise, and it came up because I did, like, 12 of these videos.
When did you
with
search
her?
That? When did you
with her.
When did you search 12. That? When did you?
The last I searched it was about a day ago, because I knew it was coming on this, and I was thinking of doing this video, and it didn't come up. But what did come up was my name and what my disguise was. So I have to change that part. I have to change the part of the disguise, and I can't tell you what the name of the video is. You can't right now buy it, but there was a past eBay that actually has it in it. And I was dumb enough to use my full name in it on the video. But this is VHS only. This never made it to DVD. This was only, I think, in Columbus, Ohio.
Coming to kill Tony this Monday.
Yeah. And I had a disguise on, and I actually did one of the videos after I got my tattoo, and you could see my tattoo in, like, one of the last videos. And then
you said you did it 12 times.
About 12 times. I think it was 12 times.
Did you use the same disguise every time, or did
yes,
you switch
it? Yes,
up?
It was the same disguise. And what was cool is that the girl I was dating let me fuck her friends. Like, she was in the video and her friends in the video.
That's an interesting detail. That's a detail that
there was one video where one of the other girls' boyfriends was in the video also, and that was like, I was like, I'm never doing that again. We can't have another guy in this video ever again. So I only did one of those.
Like a fry guy.
And we never did anything, but he was in the room, and I just remember how horrible it was seeing, like, another guy in there. I just hated
why,
that.
What were the cameras on, like, stilts, or was there a camera person?
There was two cameras. And it was just straight up old school VHS cameras. And they weren't even like the quality is really, really bad.
But they
bad.
Were on tripods?
Tripods, oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Because it'd be weird if there was some guy like with a camera over shoulder.
Right.
Like,
it's still weird with a tripod. I'm not going to lie.
And the place we recorded at was really weird, because the producers, whatever, there was like three older men. that would just sit there and watch the whole thing.
That's like, my like, job now.
Like, they
That's
pretty much
now.
Just, yeah. It was creepy as fuck. Like, yeah. And looking back at it, I looked at, before I did the show, I went on Facebook to find those people.
Uh-huh.
And, I found one of them on Facebook, and it's.
How are things going for that person?
Yeah, it's. They don't look the same anymore. Like really normal looking.
So, what do you think? Does anybody say anything online about that, Austin?
Leah's taking notes. VHS, Columbus, Ohio. Very important facts. Melody Martinez is back joining us live.
Welcome,
welcome back, Melody. But other than that, everybody was very excited that we got the second story and that we weren't
because maybe
sounds like a lot of people heard your first story on stage.
No, maybe my girlfriend is throwing some eggs out at you.
You know what's interesting? Here's what I find interesting. When you first started telling your first story, you very rarely looked up and you looked like down and forward.
Oh.
And so that story is true. And then on this story, you were very relaxed of where you looked. So I'm very curious.
Should we throw away the first story?
What a strategy.
Hey, I'm just saying there was a reason why I asked for the link because I maybe threw a little.
You maybe want to make this show 2.5 hours instead of one.
No, maybe I'm throwing some.
Oh, you're saying you're planting the commenters. Oh.
Wow.
I guess the
grass is greener in his yard.
You did the link, guys. That's all.
All right, Jeremiah, it's your turn.
All right. We'll start with this one. I had this
girlfriend that worked at a porn shop.
I used to be a woman and I worked at a porn shop.
So I used to work at this adult bookstore.
My boyfriend was a liar.
Yeah. So I used to have this teddy bear. I still have this teddy bear.
Oh my God. What a left turn. From I used to have a teddy bear to my girlfriend worked at a porn shop.
Okay, so you had a teddy bear.
I had this teddy bear. I still have this teddy bear. His name is Little Bear. And this is like maybe around the same time as that cartoon was big or whatever. But anyway, there was a zipper on the back of this bear. And what I would do is I would, you know, like as you're developing as a teenager. Yes.
What age are you right there when you have the teddy bear?
When
what
did you
age
get the
are you?
Bear?
Yeah.
I had it since I was born. So
my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like where this is fucking going.
I kind of do.
Since you were born?
I'm not going to lie. I kind of do.
I've had this teddy bear since I was born.
I kind of do.
Yeah. And there's a zipper on the back of it. And, you know, you start to explore and just start to figure things out as you're going along.
And what age is that for you?
For me, this is like 10, 11 years old.
Sure.
Yeah. So I start hearing friends talk about masturbation and stuff like that. And I had already been using it to kind of snuggle up with at night. And my brother would make fun of me because he was already like accusing me already of like...
Younger, older brother?
Older brother.
Okay.
Older, yeah, 3 years older than me. He was already accusing me of using the bear to masturbate with. And I was like, no.
Which he probably was.
Which he might have been. But I was like, no, I keep my pocket knives in there. I don't masturbate with that. So, like, that's my logic behind it. Like, why? How can I do both?
That's where I put my weapons.
That's where I put my weapons, okay? That's where my Boy Scout knives are, okay? Because I had this one pocket knife that I would keep in there that had a spoon and a fork on it that I was like, anyway, I love
that's the best for Golden Grahams.
Exactly. I would feel like, you know, I was camping all the time eating breakfast with, anyway. So
a different feeling.
So I start to experiment with this bear, and somebody at school told me that you're supposed to do it with lotion. So I heated some lotion up in the microwave.
Why?
And
what was your thinking? God. What was your thinking? I hear it, but what is your
thinking? There's a zipper in the back of the of
which
the bear.
Is cold?
Huh?
What's heating it? What is your thinking on heating it?
I heard that sex was warm.
That's adorable.
I know, right?
And painful. Yeah. That's why you like the zipper.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Like, how does that work?
Well, it opened up big enough where, you know, there's like a pocket in there. It's like a...
Where is the zipper? Where exactly is it in the back?
It's exactly on the butt of the bear. So, like, the so the bear, basically, I had, which makes this even creepier, it was wearing one of my hoodies that I had from being a toddler. So it was wearing my own clothing from whenever
how
I was like...
How big is the bear?
It's just like this big.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is there a zipper on a bear?
Yeah. I don't know.
That maybe to wash the...
To stop what he's about to do?
Yeah. I don't know.
So
to ward off demons.
So I put the lotion in
the basket.
I put the lotion in the basket.
I put the lotion on the bear.
I'd fuck my bear.
Would you?
So I put the lotion in the bear and I start to masturbate with it. Uh-huh. And I accidentally left one of my tiny pocket knives in there. And it starts to cut the tip of my penis.
No.
A little bit. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Pocket knife. Oh, like open?
No,
knife
no, no.
Open or knife?
No, 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 no. It was closed. Okay. I had like all different sizes of pocket knives. I have a collection.
How many pocket knives did you have in there?
I usually would keep about 6 or 7 pocket knives in the bear.
What?
It's a deep pocket.
What are you, Rambo?
To be honest, though, he's from a place where...
I'm from Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas. Like his parents have guns and like he grew up in like guns and knives. I know that for a fact.
Okay. We're in Kansas.
Pocket knife Kansas.
No, Kansas City. I live like just north of where it started to get like just super flat and fieldy and stuff like that. So I lived in the city area, but still like very much like I'd go out and shoot guns with my dads all the time, and we'd go to gun and knife shows. And I was a member of the NRA at 6 years old.
Me too. I was a member of the NRA because I grew up on. I'm from Kansas. I was born in Kansas.
I'm a member of the NAACP. So.
But I lived in Colorado, and you had to be in the NRA even to get to high school. Like, you couldn't graduate junior high. No, because it was in a rural area, and there was a lot of deaths by kids with guns. So you had to do NRA, which did these...
To
promote gun safety, and then it became all crazy. But yeah.
That's blown up in their face, hasn't it? Mm.
Continue. Aww.
So that's, you know, pretty much the end of the story is,
you have a name for your bear?
Little Bear.
Somebody online thinks that detail makes it a lie because they feel like you couldn't come up with a name. So you're just like,
I can see him being Little Bear.
That was named Little Bear. So
I literally, yeah.
Am I supposed to? Of course.
Yes. No, you can quiz him too.
How many people keep an open pocket knife? I mean, if a pocket
I didn't say
knife
was open,
yeah.
He said it was closed.
But
I asked
him. Did he say it cut you in the dick hole?
No, it like cut the top of my penis. Like,
how?
It was a closed knife that he was
jamming his wang into.
But you had like 6 or 7 of those pocket knives.
I took the other ones out. I was saying that I accidentally left one behind. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. No knife left behind. But I agree with you.
You know, the 6 or 7 knives is what got me too. But as far as the Little Bear point goes, that was a show. How old are you, Jeremiah?
I'm 30.
30. So yeah, so for your generation too, it was a show about a bear. I had a bear named Little Bear because of that show. So that's reasonable.
Go.
But 6 or 7 pocket knives is a lot.
Did your Little Bear have a zipper in the back?
He did not.
See, the zipper also kind of got me.
The zipper thing.
Because the bear I used to fuck, no zippers. Like, what?
The bear I used to fuck, hashtag me.
Somebody online said that they have heard Jeremiah mention Little Bear before as a bear.
You guys are running bits on his things.
Yeah, but he might not have fucked it.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's go Brian second, unless anybody has questions.
Well, I have a question.
Okay,
my question is, Jeremiah, when you would fuck your Little Bear, did you utter any sentences
did
while
you bite
you
his
would
little
fuck
ear?
Good
little
question.
Bear? Yeah, right.
Good question.
Right?
No, I think it was just more like kind of just like, you know, like kind of.
Tell me Paddington's a faggot. Tell me Paddington's a faggot.
Jesus.
Good
Chiefs.
Okay.
Go Chiefs.
You're so stupid, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sports fan.
I was like,
what an idiot. Brian, story two for you.
One more question for you.
So after you would come to fruition in Little Bear, would you just like zip it up and quietly put it to the corner of your bed? Like, what was the process?
Shame on Little Bear.
Yeah, like, and how many times did you do it? Because after a while, that must have been pretty fucking gross.
I only did it a few times because the cloth got so disgusting on the inside of it because it was lotion inside of the cloth.
Watkins, along those same lines, is that the first time you ever ejaculated was into Little Bear?
I didn't finish. I couldn't finish inside.
You just said you did. You said it was so disgusting you had to put it on the shelf.
The lotion. From the cloth. You're trying to entrap me multiple times, but
so that's the name of the game, baby.
I know.
So you never came.
I never completed inside Little Bear.
Oh, no. So mm-hmm.
In your life?
No.
Would you then move Little Bear and then complete somewhere else? Or like?
I'd usually just blue ball myself to sleep.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I did last night. Do you still have Little Bear?
Yes, I do.
Get out! Where is Little Bear?
It's
best man in your wedding.
No. Guarding all his pocket knives. No joke, it was on my L.A. bed for the first 6 years that I lived in L.A., and then my wife is like, you need to, like,
For the first six mornings of this week.
How salty is Little Bear?
Salty as shit, dude.
So disgusting.
It's like licking a shark's dick.
That's so gross.
Like licking a shark's dick. That's so gross.
Be cool.
Okay. Be cool. All right, we'll go to a Red Band second story.
Second story? Oh, shit.
Technically third.
Unless we have questions from
let's
YouTube.
Do it, because I thought it was only two stories. Like, all right.
Well, Sean Devine's chiming in because he thinks that this reminds him of something that happened in his own childhood. He said he had a little bear, no pocket knives in the back, but plenty of dried semen. So he totally can relate.
That's the complete opposite of story.
You know what I don't get? And I'm just going to be honest here. Like, I'm a girl, and I've had stuffed animals. And I had a dolphin stuffed animal, and never in my entire life did I think, I should put that snout up my vagina. You know what I
Red
mean?
Like, has.
We had the same, you know, we boys and girls have the same feelings about things in certain ways, but I never thought to put like one of my toys to work.
Well, Felicia, was there like an equivalent for girls growing up? Do you think there's like exact same thing, but like were there strange things that we wouldn't imagine you guys typically
great question
used to masturbate?
I'm going to be honest, my mom had this recliner. I liked one of the arms.
Felicia.
Yes.
I like the other one.
Okay. All right, your second story, Brian.
Reichel, second one.
All right. So
or your third story.
Yeah, I didn't know I was doing the second part. Okay, so I used to live on Ohio State campus, OSU campus, and
Columbus, Ohio.
I lived right next to a place called Newport Music Hall, which is a music hall that all the big bands would come to. And
name some.
Nine Inch Nails, Marilyn Manson.
Good enough.
Shit like that.
Yep.
and because I lived right next to it, I used to always get free tickets to the place. So they would just be like, hey, Brian, we got, you know, if you want to bring some friends, you can come in. So there was, when Smash Mouth first came out.
no one tells a Smash Mouth story.
including Smash Mouth.
And I want you to know, like I didn't know who these guys were at all. I was just like, oh, some band called Smash. Maybe it wasn't when they first got big, but whatever.
How long ago was this?
25 years ago.
No, this was probably right before I moved out.
Early mid-90s.
No. Like 15, 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. Something like that. I don't know. I think it was before Smash Mouth became big.
Have they?
I just remember like it was empty. Like it was like half full when I went there. So okay. I'm guessing maybe right before they became big or whatever. But one cool thing was that we used to, like, when we got these, like, because we knew everyone that worked there, they let us have, like, full access to the whole entire place.
So you can go
and,
all over.
Right. So when they were playing, we were, like, usually on the back side stage just watching from, like, almost, like, kind of, like, the side stage type thing. And there was, like, all these like backstage Bettys usually at these shows, like if it being like local girls or girls that they bring or whatever like that.
Sure.
And there was a girl that was just watching and we started talking, blah, blah, blah. And I told her like, hey, my place is like exactly right across the street.
You want to fuck?
No. I think
exactly.
I know you.
Exactly. The parking lot. My place is exactly the parking lot.
No. But back then I used to like sell drugs and shit like that. And I'm like, you want to go? Yeah. And I was like, do you want to go, you know, do some coke over at my place, smoke some weed? And she's like, fuck yeah.
Dick.
This is why Smash Mouth was playing. And so she's like, fuck yeah. And so we go to my house and we start like doing shit like that. And then we start fucking around. We end up fucking. And then we are like,
how old is she?
I would probably say she's
older,
like,
or younger.
No, she was probably my age. Like, she was probably like early 20s, probably.
Okay.
I have no idea. I just remember that she had like really bright red hair and she had really bright pubes. Like, that was the first
same
time
color?
That's the first time I ever fucked a
yeah,
ginger.
Yeah, she's not
bright
a
red
trans
pubes?
Ginger. She
bright red
owns red
pubes?
That.
Bright red pubes, too. Like
you got yourself a bona fide Pippi Longstocking.
Like a legit redhead. Like a legit redhead.
That's why your love for Wendy's is right. So, it's like,
you know what?
It's stapled in from so many years before.
You know, people don't know how funny that was.
I know. That's why Redman postmates Wendy's.
Joke.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, you know what's great about Pippi Longstocking? Those braids.
Hey, something to hold on to.
No one forgets how to ride a bike.
So,
or a redhead.
She's like, we got to get back, you know, because it had been like maybe an hour. And so we.
Oh, you left the show. And
yeah,
you,
but it was really like across the street from the place. So we sneak back in and blah, blah, blah. The show's already over and they're like selling merch and doing all that merch shit like that.
Okay.
I find out because she goes right to the whoever the drummer, I don't even know who the drummer guy is, and they're married. And she had cum on her. And he goes, what is that? Where have you been? We've been looking for you, blah, blah, blah.
Who's
and
cum?
The door guys or the security guys, like, I guess told, like, hey, she left with this guy. And I guess she had, like a little thing on her. And the security guards, like, took me out back. And he, like, was, like, fucking yelling at me, the drummer guy, and he's yelling at me and blah blah blah.
Saying
and one
what?
Of the
saying
one,
what?
One
saying
of the
what?
Security guards just starts like slapping me and like I didn't know who this guy was. I think it was security with the band, maybe a roadie, I guess it would be.
Okay,
starts slapping me and shit like that, and he pushes me. I fall on the ground, and then I just start. I take off running, but
because you live across the street,
yeah. But I didn't go towards my house. I like went right down the alley, and I'm like, oh fuck this. And
I have many questions about this story.
Sure.
Well,
I don't have a single one.
Well, here's the thing. So if it's Smash Mouth and they didn't sell out the place, it's pretty empty.
I think it was before.
I can't
Smash.
Believe the drummer would be traveling with his wife. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I have no
Lisa
answer to
Michael.
That.
Michael,
right?
I have no answer to that.
I had a drummer boyfriend when I was.
But
22.
She was. But she,
so did I.
But traveled.
So did I.
But there was a couple people with them. Like there was the roadie guy, and there was definitely the other two girls. I think might have been dating other.
So you
people
didn't
in the
know
band.
That was her husband. You made.
I had
an
no
assumption.
Idea. I thought they were just like,
that's
oh, these are like.
Because
they always have, every time I went there, they always had like backstage girls. And so I thought it was just like a local girl that they were like, oh yeah, you can go back or something like that.
Okay.
They had a couple girls. So I agree. That makes zero sense. But there was, I think there was a couple girls
in
with
your
the
mind
band
from that memory.
And a couple people with the band.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So if she had, Michael Evans, did you want
to
say something?
I wanted to ask Tebow. You said I have zero questions. Is that because like strong instincts, you believe it or do not? Why are you absolutely, like what, when
he
you said you
knows.
Have no questions,
did I,
where you at? Where
did
you
I
at?
Tell you this story?
I've never heard that story
I'm pretty
in
sure
life.
I didn't tell this story
and,
before.
No, I've never heard that story. But I've
that was
never
my
heard
story,
your backup story. The first story sound familiar to me because a lot of the fans said they've seen you do that on stage. Your second story and your third story, but I know you very well, and if you want me to guess, I won't guess right now.
No, we're not guessing right now.
So I'm confident in both my answers. I think his
third,
the story he just told right now, third story, yeah. I do believe that he believes all of that.
Yeah, what, because of the laugh, right? Because he did that.
No, he was making eye
laugh.
Contact. He's being very honest. And he was like, I knew where he lived. I know where he lived. I know the shows he used to go see. And I do think that.
Do you know him well enough to know if he would have ever sold drugs before?
Of course I do. Yeah. I bought drugs. I met him buying drugs from him.
That's the most.
Of course I did.
That's the most believable part of the story.
I love
that Michael Evans.
I still
is so
owe him money
about
for
it.
Drugs.
Egg on my face. Hey, my bad. I didn't know. Red
and
Band.
Fun
I
fact.
There's no way that guy would sell.
Fun fact. By the way, back then weed was so illegal in Ohio that how I used to transport it, I used to take a VHS tape and
put it in your
crack
asshole.
Crack it open a VHS tape and take the tape out of it and then put my weed in there and then put it back into like, oh, Can't Buy Me Love, put it in my back seat. No cop's gonna be like, oh, there's Can't Buy Me Love.
Kurt McCallum would be so proud. Kurt McCallum would be so proud.
What do the people online say?
Well, Leah says, hey, now you're an all star. Screw Loose called it about 6 minutes ago, said Red Band's lying.
Why? Why?
Didn't offer an explanation, just called it right out of the gate.
Yeah. Well, someone's got to.
Well, quite
wait,
a few.
Wait, what
people,
was that screen name again?
That was Screw Loose. And quite a few people are chiming in, saying that he's lying. I don't know. I think that's a trick, too. But anyway, so let's see. Red Band could have been a single episode. Ken Lofgren says the stories are a little lengthy, so we'll keep that in mind.
Sorry.
No, it's all good.
We're fine.
Leah also says, you know what they say, red on top. Nobody?
I don't know.
Fire in the hole.
Oh.
I was going to say black on bottom, but hashtag
I thought it was
going to
be ban on bottom, because I didn't know the joke. So they all pretty much think you're lying. Red Man's never ran in his life. Maybe a light jog, not a run. Somebody,
you could have said it better if you're like, I trotted back to my place.
By the way, I was selling coke. I was like 80 pounds lighter. All right,
that's where he would run.
The Bud Triangle says that the drummer to Smash Mouth is their cousin. So maybe they can offer some information on whether that's true.
Has my mom chimed in yet? Nothing from my mom yet.
Nothing from T's mom yet. She'll get back. Surprised.
Second story, Watkins. Are you ready?
Yeah, all right. Let's do it.
Here we go.
I was in love with a Snoopy that I used to have.
Yeah. I did used to have a Snoopy bank.
I used to love Snoopy.
I had this Snoopy bank for years that was this plastic bank that it slid, and then I would put like money in there and. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, anyway.
You fucked your Snoopy bag?
Yeah, man.
That would be a
story.
Out
of money.
So, this happened in around 2008, if I remember correctly. 2007, 2008. It was right after I graduated high school. I decided to take a...
Jesus, I feel so old.
No, I just almost killed myself.
decided to take a road trip with a group of guys out to California.
From Kansas City.
From Kansas. So it's about a 25-hour drive. Mm-hmm. And we are...
You're 19 at the time?
18, 19. Right
summer before college.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. This is like our big thing that we're going to do. Yeah. You know, we're graduated. We're... This is our coming of age moment.
One crazy summer. That's your fucking
yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a near death experience that happened on that trip. On the way back, we Hardy has slew of bad luck, like with parking tickets and stuff, just from being like ignorant and not knowing. Like we literally in Colorado, I'll never forget how Kansas we were. We didn't know how like meters worked.
Sure.
Like we had to ask somebody, they're like,
especially in different states.
We're like, they're like, no, you park between here and then you pay up there. And we're like, what? Okay. So on the way back, I think we're going through around Wyoming at that point. Anyway, I think my friend fell asleep at the wheel because I wake up to a semi hitting the side of the back of this Honda Accord. I'm in the back seat. It's this coupe Accord, and I slam my head on the side next to the window, and that's how I wake up. Is like I'm seeing this semi like right next to the car, and then my buddy up front is like, pull over.
You're in the front seat, passenger.
I'm in the passenger rear side. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. So you're caddy corner from the driver.
Yeah, so we're on
the
left side.
You're behind the passenger in the front.
We're on the left side, the semi. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I'm in the right passenger rear window, which is right next to where the collision is going on. So I wake up to that, and we pull over, and...
What time of night is it?
It's in the middle of the day.
Oh, God damn. Yeah. Okay.
We pull over, and 15 seconds later, we see his tire go by from our car.
The truck or your tire?
Our tire from the car. It like goes by like after we're like, what just happened? What just happened? And the semi pulls over on the side of the road, and this guy starts yelling at us like immediately because
so you guys all pulled over.
What's he hauling? What's he hauling? What's he hauling?
Dude, I didn't check the back of his. There's a hole. I didn't. So I say,
I don't remember. I wouldn't remember that. I wouldn't remember that.
So he pulls over properly on, you know, the shoulder of the highway.
The right side.
On the right side.
And you guys pull over. We are on the left side.
And we are still hanging off into the highway a little bit. Like, my friend didn't pull over all the way.
Did he wake up?
Yeah, he woke up. Like, but he said that the semi hit us. I am just assuming that he was asleep because I just don't, it doesn't add up to me that he just like let this semi hit him. I think he dozed at the wheel because we had been driving for so long. And we were just trying to get back to Kansas. So this guy pulls over in the semi. He gets out. We start like we go to the other side, and he starts yelling at us saying, "You hit my semi. You hit my semi." A separate guy, unbeknownst to us, who's also in a semi. We didn't see him pull over. We didn't see him where he came from. He's like, "Hey, you got to get that car off the road. You're hanging off on the highway. This is how wrecks happen." It was
yours
another
the
semi.
Freeway.
This is a second semi.
Okay.
That pulled over.
Yeah.
And basically, he calms down the situation between the other semi truck driver. He's like, "No, just exchange information. Everybody calm down." And he helped us push the car off to get it safe. And he's like, he told me, stand over there on the hill. Get away from like this traffic. And I didn't see that guy pull up, and I didn't see that guy take off. And it was like a touched by an angel moment. The guy who helped us get the car off the road and who settled down the fight between us and the semi truck driver. And I could have been out of it, and I could have been delusional, but
I don't know. This sounds like you Googled something and came up with a story like that. You know?
Yeah, but his other story is like he...
Actually,
the other story is like he like hid weapons in a bear.
And why the fuck would you go through Wyoming to get to Kansas?
Yeah, that's my question. Yeah,
why did you guys do that?
On the way back.
Yeah, but why?
The northern route?
Scenic route?
Isn't that the northern route?
It's like 180 miles out of the way, I'm pretty sure. But
then if I said that, then... I said, I think it's Wyoming.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Would it be Utah? Is that the more proper northern route?
I think Kansas. You would know.
It's like a
where
desert area.
Happened. Oh, now it's desert?
By the way, I was staring at his nose both stories, and the first one, his nose was twitching and a little vein was poking out and shit, but this one, nothing.
What does that mean? What does that mean if it's if he has if
I don't
it's
know.
If it's
I don't know.
On his second stories, his nose like my most recent Facebook post, so.
By the way, and also I have to say something. I just told you guys three stories.
Uh-huh.
I told the first two stories were two different stories.
Right. All of them are lies, by the way. I don't think you've ever told the truth in your life.
All right. So I told three stories.
You did tell three. Yeah. You did tell three.
Wow, that's... Wow. Austin, go ahead.
Ken Lofgren doesn't think the story's true. He said this is a story about red band driving and getting in a wreck.
And that's why Tony drives us everywhere now.
There's no way that's true because every car that Red Band has drives itself.
Wow, that's what do you think, Michael Evans? He's not paying attention.
I'm paying attention.
He's doing well on Fortnite right now.
We have so many live opinions and votes going on as it goes that we're trying to put a poll up live so we could get stats of how they're feeling.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah.
I don't know. Basically, it's the same as when... Are we talking about Red Band or both or what?
Right? No, Jeremiah. Jeremiah's story about the ghost, the supposed touched by an angel moment.
I'm having a tough time. I had a tough time getting into this story to begin with because I had zero doubt about the first one.
Yeah.
I can't see how that could be untrue. That felt pretty normal, reasonable, weird little kid shit. And kids do shit like that. And I get it. And I had a little bear, you know? So, I mean... So the second story, the ridiculous part.
Yeah, and if your friend fell asleep in the fast lane, and here's the thing. One time I was driving back from Colorado. I was driving from Los Angeles to Colorado, and I had a little Mazda RX-7, and it was wintertime, and I fell asleep. But I was like 22, right? And I was like, I'll just close my right eye, right? Like, dumb girl shit is that? And then I went off the, embankment.
On the other side.
The
other way, yeah.
And I woke up to like, what the fuck? So part of that story I can't believe, but I can't believe that your friend would be in the fast lane and he would fall asleep in the fast lane. That's kind of crazy. Explain to me what happened once you guys, and when the tire went off, did the car like go bum 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 bum? Like what happened when?
Oh yeah, we were skidding. After we got picked up by the tow truck, we went to this place, and this is how dumb my friend was.
What city?
The wheel
in what city?
I don't know where the city.
What state?
I said I think it's around Wyoming, but I
somewhere around there.
He's trying. He's trying to trick you up.
If it's just, I mean, whatever. If it's just that, then disregard just that fact. But anyway.
Okay.
I think I would remember what state I was in if I had a touch by
that's
an
happened
angel
to me a lot.
No,
that,
no,
that's
I,
happened
I see,
to me a
I
lot.
I see what he's saying, but I'm looking at his eyes, and he has this like different eye. Right?
You're right, Brian. You're right, Brian. You're
like, right, Brian. I could see he's thinking about Satan right now. Like, sorry, Satan, I'm lying.
I miss you, Teddy Ruxpin. I miss you, Teddy Ruxpin. I want to put all my pocket knives inside of you.
Never once during the Little Bear story was it like.
Okay, so this is how.
Teddy Ruxpin's gonna pay tonight for this.
All right,
don't give it up yet.
This is how dumb my friend was. We're at where we got towed to, right? And it's like a Hills Have Eyes little town in the middle of nowhere. And my friend, we're all looking at his now totaled car. And the wheel that, you know, is usually round is literally a square from and he looks at the guy and he goes, so are we going to be able to like slap a tire on this thing and get back on the road? Or and the guy and we're all like, dude,
what was that guy's
car's
name?
Gone. I don't remember that guy's name at the tow truck place.
No, I thought your friend that said that.
Oh, Willie.
Oh, OK.
Yeah.
Willie what?
God, it's so
Brown,
tricky.
If you want to
Willie
drop
Brown.
Willie Brown.
Really?
What is this, Crossroads?
Willie Brown.
Willie Williams. It was Willie Williams.
Him and Robert Johnson were hanging out in the Delta.
He almost said Willie Hunter.
Willie's Brown. I mean...
Oh, I'm definitely ready to vote. I'm definitely ready to vote.
All right, do we have any comments from online?
Everybody's kind of chiming in, voting right now. Kia thinks that Jeremiah's second story is true, actually.
Wow. I
originally thought that also.
Kia,
really?
Yeah. Because I thought his first
you
story
think
was...
You think that's more true than
pocket,
the bear?
The pocket knife at first, I was like, that's bullshit. Oh, it has a zipper. Didn't believe that story
sir,
at all.
You have thrown a monkey
and then he told
shit.
The second story. It was so boring and like, meh, that I was like, no, that has to be the real one. But now just looking at his eyes...
And you guys spent a lot of time... But I will say to everybody listening right now live,
yeah.
You guys spent a lot of time on planes and in cars and on the
I
road.
Know Jeremiah
and you two know each other way better than any of us. Yep.
I will say this, having seen Jeremiah 100 times on stage, it's hard though, like because you're so fucking spontaneous on stage. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like I could totally I get confused about which one is the lie. Although the Wyoming thing is kind of crazy.
But like when he's on stage and when he's doing a podcast, he's in control of that environment. But when he's like you would always say, like,
he's been controlling this whole fucking podcast since it started.
We'll see.
All right. So should we go ahead and have you recap?
His first story, which we decided to move on from because people knew, was that he built a computer when he was in college around the AOL-1 era. He had this creepy stalker system where he could find people's houses and say creepy things to them. So naturally, he just happens to stumble on some hot chick and they bang. Then he meets more girls and basically invents internet dating. But then he got catfished by a big old girl and that pretty much ruined it for him. So that story, we're not voting on. That's not anything to worry about. So his real first story was that he used to date an adult bookstore worker in Ohio, and she used to make these sexy VHS videos, and one time it included him in a disguise, which somebody online can probably find. If you start looking now, we've still got a few minutes left in the show. You can probably get it to us by the time we finish. So, Brian Redband, VHS porn, look it up, somebody for us. Thank you. And that's it. That's
no, yeah, three stars.
Yeah, look up Brian Redband.
Yeah, there you go. He used to live right by Ohio State and sell drugs, which a bunch of people online did not think that he could sell drugs.
Oh,
Michael
my
was
God.
Not the only one. Michael was not the only one. And so a bunch of big popular bands used to come by before they got big, like National Treasure, Smash Mouth. So he meets a girl at their concert, and he invites her back to his little drug den for some freaky coke sex, and she ends up being the drummer of Smash Mouth's wife. It leads to a whole chaotic scene, and
I have
now
a question.
We're here.
And my question is...
Two hard stories to decipher.
On the third story, when you guys came back to the concert backstage, and then she had some spunk on her, I guess we'll say that. And where was the spunk?
On the bottom, like, of her shirt.
Uh-huh. And people were literally were like, what's on the bottom of
well,
your shirt?
Well, that was one of the things I remember them yelling about. Like, what the fuck is that? Like,
yeah, but yelling...
Yeah, I was about to get my ass kicked. Like they were freaking out because we had left and we were gone for like an hour. So when we came back, it was kind of noticeable. Like, oh, there she is. Who's that guy that she's with? And then it was a big deal out in the back.
That's almost a scene in Superbad where Jonah Hill's dancing, gets the period blood on his leg, and then the guy's like, "Hey, where'd that period blood come from? Oh, you must have been dancing with my girlfriend." And then they run him out of the party. Sort of same situation, but with semen.
I'm going to say I don't believe a drummer would have his girl with him on a not sold out
show. So you think I made porno videos?
Oh, that's so maybe. Hard, though.
Maybe. Oh, I absolutely think you made porno
videos.
Yeah,
you think that's the one that's true?
Absolutely.
I'm going to go with you.
Yeah, I think the porno videos is true and that the Smash Mouth one is... I think there's parts of that story that could be true, but the
might have actually been
crux.
Smash Mouth drummer's wife or girlfriend or whatever. What do you think, Michael?
I think Smash Mouth is true.
Oh, Michael, your voice got deeper.
And I think porno didn't happen because I think I know you very well, and I think once you would make a mistake, and maybe that got out, but 12. You said 12 different videos. I don't see you. You're such a tech guy, and like. You know, the Podfather. I don't see 12 videos going. I don't see you letting 12 get out. If that happened once,
but by the way, this is in college.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
But at the same time,
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I know you. I know you. I think that the Smash Mouth thing is true.
Because he was also 19 in the first story that he told that was obviously true because we had to move on from it, right? And he was building computers at that time. A guy that can build computers can probably figure out how to get computers.
I'm going to go. The band is true. Smash Mouth wasn't big enough yet.
Agreed.
And when you're not a huge band, what you're, you know,
Google the Smash
your girlfriend
Google
might
the Smash Mouth drummer. By the way,
I will. Okay, I actually never want to do that with my own life because I think that's when it's time to do a selfie check. It's when I'm Googling the drummer of Smash Mouth, I gotta take a real hard look at myself. So I'm not gonna do that, and I'm just gonna go. That story's true. That's my final answer with Red Band.
You Google the drummer for Smash Mouth, and it says, just get
don't
your
Google,
life together.
Don't Google.
The drummer of Smash Mouth doesn't Google the drummer of Smash Mouth.
Never once.
That's how bad that is.
Turns out Red Band is the drummer for Smash Mouth.
All right.
I'm on the same page. The volume of tapes is too high for Red Band's aptitude with that sort of shit.
Yeah, 12. Do you want to change your number? You think it was 12 times you made?
It was VHS tapes.
I mean,
12, though. That's such a random number.
I was wearing a costume. By the way, if you saw these tapes, you wouldn't even think it's me because I was, one, really thin. Unless you saw, like, the last one or two ones, I think I had my tattoo in there. Then you would notice.
Did you have performance anxiety or
no,
fright
hell
or
no,
anything
hell no.
like that?
I was fucking,
no?
like, two girls at once sometimes. It was great.
Wow.
Two girls at once?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wow.
I stuck my balls in one girl and fucked
Man.
All right, so I'm going to come clean right now, guys. All right,
not yet.
Are
not
you
yet.
Googling something, Jeremiah?
No. Jeremiah, yeah. do you have any questions for Red Band before we go to yours, and then we're going
to
vote it?
No, I'm trying to find out where Wyoming is at.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that affects my answer.
All right, so we're taking a vote. I'm going to say that Red Band, I stick by. He did the pornos and not the Smash Mouth.
So I go the other way.
You're the only one, Felicia, that thinks the first story is.
I go the other way.
Fuck! I don't like when I'm agreeing with the majority. I never seem to win when I'm agreeing with the majority.
Yeah,
I wouldn't with a haircut like that either.
All right. Okay, well, hey, that was a good one.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, so and you were saying you're voting.
I'm with that.
Okay, so
majority.
Which one is the lie?
What's it true?
So my first story that I did was real.
Of course.
Yeah.
Then I did a fake story.
Oh.
And then I thought I was doing two more stories, so I did a third fake story. So the only thing I said was real was the first one.
God damn it.
I told you.
You should.
This is a producer problem.
No. I fucking told you.
Everything you said was a lie.
I was going to have a fourth.
Oh my God.
I was going to have a fourth real story.
Jessica isn't here. She would literally be so fucking mad. Yeah,
I'm about to murder you guys. Do you understand? I told two stories at the beginning. Two different stories.
Yeah.
And then Jeremiah, then you were guys, all right, now it's time for the second story. And I'm like, wait, I just told two stories.
I know, but
and
you
then
told
I thought there was two stories, like one fake, one real. Then we have a second fake and real. You see what I mean? So I thought we were doing it twice, pretty much.
All right.
Why did you not tell me that? Like I did two stories.
All right, we're moving on.
I don't care. I hope you guys at home understand what was.
Jeremiah. Did you fuck a bear or did you get a flat tire?
And by the way, this one I think 100% the second story was fake.
All right, we're going to have Austin recap.
You think flat tire is fake, and you think...
We're going to have Austin recap Jeremiah's story.
Okay, yeah.
His first story, he had a teddy bear named Little Bear with a little zipper on the back that he used to masturbate into.
You need to look us in the eye when we talk about Little Bear, my friend.
Okay. that he used to masturbate into with microwaved lotion. One time he left a little pocket knife in there, and he cut his little wiener.
Because he thought sex was warm.
Yeah.
So when you microwaved the lotion, do you remember did you do 1 minute, 2 minute? How many minutes did you microwave it for?
I think nine minutes.
I think I did it.
Then it wasn't the knife.
The only people that laughed at that own a microwave.
I think I did it like over a minute or something.
And it started to bubble
and like splash up and I was like, whatever. Oh, this is too much.
That's a lot for a cap full of lube.
Yeah. Somebody actually chimed in earlier and said that they know for a fact, I don't know how, that lotion does not boil. So that's good. But
that's good for the bear.
That is a weird fucking fact.
By the way, that's not true. Lotion does boil. We've all done it.
Yeah. His second story, around 2007, 2008, he and some other Kansas City boys were road tripping to Los Angeles when somewhere around Wyoming, one of those deserty states over there, he's napping and he wakes up to a semi smashing into their car. Their tire goes flying by when they pull over on the wrong side of the road. Somehow they pulled over with three tires. The driver was pissed, but an angel ghost calmed the situation and helped out before he faded off back into heaven.
All right, so what does online say? Is the majority saying the first or the second story?
Yeah, I want to know what are the people saying.
Red Band, what is your vote?
I originally thought the bear story was fake, and then
flat tire is true.
Flat tire, I thought 100% was real, but now I think flat tire is fake.
Okay, Michael.
Most
Evans.
People think second story.
Wait,
is
Red
a lie
Band, what about the bear story feels fake to you? You didn't have any.
Well, I feel like
because like look, you know, everyone has a pocket knife, right? And if you have it folded shut,
especially when you're 12,
even if your dick
Felicia has a pocket knife?
Everyone had a boy.
I have two pocket knives.
If you're ramming your dick against that closed pocket knife, it's not going to really do much. Maybe it would, but in the fact that a zipper on the back of the bear, like a zipper is made on something so you can open it and close it. When it's on the back of a bear, why would you need a zipper? Because it's like you never would have to do that. So they would never have a zipper. They would just sew it up.
I hear you. And I also feel like there were so many details about the flat tire that you and I question that Felicia and, of course, Jessica Michelle Singleton, that's what I'm calling myself. But we we quizzed, like he couldn't name the state, couldn't name the street.
Yeah,
every question you asked was like a mystery. But on the bear story, he had all the, like you would ask him, he would know it.
Right.
So I think the bear story is true. And I think the flat tire isn't.
Leah said, plot twist, both of Jeremiah's stories are true.
Yep.
And Dark Star said, Colonel Jurgens actually opened up for Smash Mouth the night that you didn't bang the drummer's girlfriend. Colonel Jurgens was a quote somebody said, I guess.
I don't even know what that means.
Wellington thinks the bear story is true. Well, God,
Dad, but how many? I can't believe your mom would let you have 6 or 7 different pocket knives.
You've never been to the Midwest. No, no. The Midwest. No, I mean, I had
that. I believe.
I had
that.
Me too. I had so many pocket
knives.
You've
seen Instagram stories of me holding guns. When I go back
I had nunchucks.
Home.
Trust me, that's not an issue.
You should see his raccoon video.
What do you think, Michael?
I think he was fucking that bear for a long time.
Yeah. Clay Ford said Jeremiah didn't start masturbating until
he was
24.
He even said he still has it. He even said he still has
that
it.
That I believe.
True love.
He still has it.
True love stands the test of time.
By the way, this was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, if you still have the bear, when you unzip it, do you still smell a taint of the lotion?
I mean, I haven't smelled it in a long time.
It's like when you go back to your old 8th grade, like,
I haven't opened up the zipper in years.
But you know, like, here's the thing.
Samesies.
Here's the thing. When I first started here at the Comedy Store, there used to be a guy that did a lot of coke here. And one time one time I went to his house and we did a lot of coke. And I got so coked up and I was all drunk. And then I went to blow him. My kids are over 18 now.
Was his name me?
No. Because you never have coke. And it was...
That's true.
And I kind of, as I was blowing him, kind of threw up on his dick a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And then I had children.
Are you sure
children.
It wasn't me? That sounds familiar.
No, not me. And then I had children. Every time I drive by that fucking apartment building complex,
you get a kind of...
I get a little like, ooh, right?
Like queasy in your stomach?
Just a little like, oh, bad memory. Right. So that's why, like, if you still have the teddy bear, when you see the teddy bear, does it flash in your mind the time you used to...
Pavlov's dog?
It's not in
the operant conditioning.
I just see it like
meat powder. Ring the bell, doggy. Ring the bell.
No, it's not in plain sight anymore. It's like packked up in the
closet.
That's
for the best.
It was on my bed while I was a bachelor for years, and then my wife's like, "We need to not have like our teddy bears out."
Because hers doesn't have weapons or come inside of it.
Yeah, true, true.
Well, he didn't come inside the teddy bear set.
That's true. Just lubed the shit out of it.
That's such a
All right,
start.
I'm gonna say the teddy bear story is false. I've never seen a teddy bear with a zipper in the back, and I can't believe that you would fuck the teddy bear and not have wound yourself as a 12-year-old with that teddy bear, because you're not experienced and you're fucking wilding on a teddy bear. I think there's going to be problems with a zipper. And although I question the Wyoming being in the state of Wyoming, I do question that.
I think the first story is true because of the Wyoming thing. I've road tripped a lot since I've been
there. All right, I'm going to go with you. I should stand by my
Jessica
conviction.
Wellington thinks that the bear story is true and the flat tire is not.
So the same as me.
Yep, Michael, did Michael vote?
Yeah, I'm having what T-Vo's having on that.
There you go, baby.
Okay, so you think the bear story is true?
Wellington.
All right. Everybody
online was pretty much thinking that the second one was a lie, except for Kia, who was the only one that I saw that voted the other way. So,
all right. I'm going to say it's so hard, though. I'm going to say the teddy bear story is false.
God, we're going the other way.
Which one is the lie?
Truth.
Which one is the lie?
Do you guys want me to say it now?
Eventually.
Yes.
The teddy bear story with me jerking off into the teddy bear is false. But to make it more believable,
oh, yes.
I did sprinkle it with truths to make it more believable.
Okay.
Little bear is an actual real bear. Little bear actually has a zipper. He has a zipper in the back, and I used to keep pocket knives.
Ken Lofgren said that he had the same bear.
Yes.
Oh, now you
yep.
say that now.
Yeah, Red Band, you.
I never put lotion in it. I never heated up. Never tried to jerk off with it. My brother would always. My brother would always pester me. He would always make fun of me, saying that I was having sex with the bear. I did keep pocket knives in there, and I did keep at least 6 or 7.
See, he's doing the two truths and a lie, though. You're like, this whole thing was half fake. Half real.
I mean, it's a lie. I did not. I've never jerked off with the bear before.
No, the crux of the story is jerking off into the bear, and he didn't do that. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you don't know what state you were in.
I just looked at the map. Here, look.
That I is the only thing I believe. The only reason I didn't believe him.
Okay. So a detail that I wish I would have included is
you don't know the states.
No. is we went all the way up to Sacramento before we went back to...
Well, that would have been helpful.
Yeah,
piece of information.
We went all the way... So we went from Sacramento on the way back, and we went... That's why I was saying the northern route. So look, this is... If Sacramento is somewhere around up here, and we went, and so we are on the outskirts of Wyoming somewhere.
For the audio listeners, Jeremiah. For the audio listeners, Jeremiah is showing us a picture of Teddy Ruxpin's butt.
Hi, Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin spreading his feet.
I'd love to hide your weapons.
Teddy's goatsy.
Wow, you guys are awesome guests. Thank you so much for coming and sharing these fucked up stories on the Liars stuff.
Yeah,
where can people catch you? I know you have a lot of fans watching, but for new people, and what do you guys have shaking that you would like the people to know?
Kel Tony's about to go on to Australia. We're
going
to be in La Jolla on the 20th.
Nice.
Second show, Dallas.
Wonderful.
And Jeremiah just released a calendar, so I'll probably be looking at that a lot. actually, just go to deathsquad.tv. You can find all the past episodes of everything we've always done, including podcasts with all these guys here. So check it out.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. And what about you, Jeremiah? You want to
what a wonderful podcast you have.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Again. I had fun when I just did it.
Deep killed it on Jeremiah Wonders. Super fun guest. Have on
super
that show.
Super fun podcast.
You know what my one annoyance is? I'll see on Twitter, and you're like, if you have any questions for blah, 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 and it's always 9 hours too late. And I'm like, oh, I have a question.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll try to post that status a little bit earlier.
Yeah, you should. Yeah,
because sometimes it comes up in the feed late. Yeah,
yeah.
Jeremiah stand up on social media, and then Kill Tony and stand up on the spot is every second Tuesday of the month here at the Comedy Store. And
check out his calendar for real though; it's awesome.
The Kill Tony band calendar is pretty awesome.
If y'all have not seen videos of the Kill Tony band lately, these guys are on fire. I mean, they are killing it with their characters.
It's so goddamn wonderful.
Oh, thanks, man.
The George Bush thing was like.
I can't even begin to say how funny you guys have made that show.
And Lauren, Jeremiah is not racist.
Okay. Anyway, so Michael Evans, what do you have shaken? Is there anything you want people to know where they can follow you?
Yeah, High Five Michael on Instagram. And check us out here in the Belly Room on the 25th. And
Tim Dillon and Ngaio Bealum.
Yeah, and Ngaio Bealum and Tim Dillon are going to be on the show.
Yeah, what a fucking. That's going to be so fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot. That's gonna
that'll be great.
And I'm in the main room at the Improv later tonight if you're around. Come check it out.
How dare you bring up the Improv?
How about you, Jason?
My name is Wellington, Jessica. And you can find me at the Teeb on Twitter. And Punch Drunk Sports, obviously, with Ari Shaffir, Sam Tripoli, and Sports Ban. And then 92.7 The Pod. 92.7 The Pod with me and my good friend.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah, we're about to start it right back up. There's going to be 21 episodes only. And with me and my good friend, Portia Bartholomew. So please check that out.
I'm the Austin Walker on everything, and I will see y'all on our Instagram, the Liars Club 1, Twitter, Liars_Club, and our YouTube, of course. Please subscribe so you can get notified when we go live and stuff like that.
Also, if you have Amazon Prime, please go on Amazon Prime and watch my documentary that I produce and directed called Purrs with Joey Diaz, Felipe Esparza, Lori. That's right. I'm doing that right now. Lori Kilmartin. And also, I just released...
you know I'm in that, by the way.
Yes. Brian Redband is in. That's why when you were telling the story about like doing videos, I was like, yeah, because you told the story about like you've only been with chicks that were with other chicks, and then the guy in the room, you got uncomfortable. Anyway, but also, I just released a comedy special... / one woman show, a unique comedy performance as called The Whole Story. It's on Amazon Prime. You can go watch both those things free. Thank you so much for tuning in here at the Liars Club.
And what happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Who's been what?
I've been lied to, and so have you. Use promo code LIARS or follow the link in the show notes to get $30 off your first order. That's promo code LIARS. Blue Apron, take back dinner.